Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their lovely wives. Hello, Florence. Hello, Florence. How are you this evening? This is old Quan Nai Carly calling to you on the last day of January, Friday the 31st. Gives me a great deal of pleasure to be able to come to you at this time and tell you of the many fascinating events that's happened since you last heard from me. Now, to start with, I'll start with today. Today we had Mr. Boston come from Da Nang. Mr. Boston is the big man, and we call MSD, that's support and material support, and he is the one that I always go to when I'm after some help. He's a good friend of mine, and he came down to talk to I and Mr. Burke about some personnel problems. Well, old Henry Plummer that I used to talk about has now been transferred to Way, and they gave me a fellow who come down with a black mark, and they decided that rather than try and have us teach him something, that they just go ahead and transfer him out of here. So I'm going to have to do the work that Henry Plummer did, and I guess I'll just have to spend more time doing it. So Carly will have his hands full of other things, but I'm sure that everything will be all right, because I will be the boss. So we'll just bear in mind that I'll be spending 500,000 piastres, no, 490,000 piastres is what I have in my kitty, and I spend that, and I go up and get return of 490,000. So, Mr. Boston, then, we talked about a lot of other things. He's in charge of everything that I have. He's like I was in this level, as the general manager or the executive manager. He has personnel, supply, and everything up there in Da Nang in the I Corps, and so I talked to him about generators. We need generators, and he's going to see what he can do. But very difficult in a way to get things done between what he says and what he can do. But it's been a real pleasant day, and I have been able to get a report out that was hanging in the bite, and it looks to me like everything is going to be fine, fine, fine. Now all I got to be sure that you're fine, 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 and I know you are, because I love you so much, and I can feel it over here in Vietnam that you're just as contented today and happy, and you must have got a tape from me sometime soon or in a recent past. And I'm glad too, because it makes me want to sing and jump up and click my heels for good old Florence and my good old hometown. And well, see, today, tomorrow is some kind of a military, February 1st is some kind of a military something or other, and they're having a big celebration. They've been practicing for it for 2 days. In fact, they closed the airport, and I came down from Da Nang. I went to Da Nang yesterday. I came back yesterday, I guess. No, day before. And I came back yesterday. Yeah, Wednesday's when I went up. Anyway, they were drilling out there on the airport, and we couldn't land. I circled the airport for a long time. And then finally got in. Well, tomorrow's the parade, and gee, they close up to clog the streets. You can't go anyplace. So it's quite an event, I guess. Anyway, I'm going to stay in off the street because I don't trust them guys too much. But we seem to keep moving around. As I say, I went to Da Nang on a personnel meeting, and we've got all of our people taken care of somewhat and transferred over to the new system. And Da Nang NSA, the Naval Support Activity, talked to us for a little while to tell us some things that happened and get us acquainted with their systems. And we are acquainted with their systems pretty well, so I didn't do much up there except got a couple of guys some money and got a set of brakes, set of brake bands for the scout, and I don't know. After I brought the brake bands back, they didn't fit the car. They sure jazz me up sometimes up there. I guess they do it to everybody. They must just give you junk that they want to get rid of instead of what you order. But such is life, and I am not in any mood to gang along and kick at it tonight. It's been a nice cool day. It's tried to rain a couple times, but it's in the middle of raining and sun shining, and it's a pleasant time of year because it is a little cool, and the 120 degree heat hasn't hit us yet. I guess there'll be enough time for that when it does come. But in the cool weather has a lot to do with the way we feel and act. And I'm kind of glad that it's nice and comfortable because we have a lot of refugees out here in one place. In fact, we've got 13,000 of them, I guess, by now. They come in out of some area that they're having a combat in. And I'm going to take, I went out the other day and I took a couple of rolls of film of this refugee camp. Now I have to get in an airplane and get some pictures from up above. And